I think that the board and the community at large really needs to make public education a priority, not just in words, but through actions and, you know, financial, obviously, but also just supporting that this is important. There's been a lot of conversation about the percentage of the tax dollars that the school district receives. And my comment back to that is, well, shouldn't they receive the biggest portion? You know, we're educating our students, we're supporting our students, we're preparing them to go out into the world, which is increasingly complex and diverse. And we want them to be prepared. We want them to be have a competitive, strong education. And so supporting our teachers and keep and retaining them is how we do that. Also, trusting them to do their jobs. They're highly educated. They're, you know, specifically skilled to do this job. And there's been comments about teacher oversight and things going on in the classrooms. Well, every teacher understands that there are grade level and subject matter things that that come down from the state. And so they have to teach those things, but we need to allow them to be creative and innovative so that they can reach the students that they have in that moment. The other thing is to, you know, as a board, to encourage and support continuing education and professional development. A lot of times teachers, you know, will have opportunities that they'll bring to, you know, either their, I don't know the exact steps for this, but to their principal, to the superintendent, you know, hey, there's this opportunity for continuing ed on this subject matter. And so being able to fund some of those, and maybe that's an opportunity to have more partnerships with like the Greater Manhattan Foundation, with the chamber, with other community partners so that we can strengthen our teachers in that way.